It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, well, let me welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college hoops this afternoon. How about that? Heart of America Athletic Conference, the ladies first, the guys at two, the Benedictine Ravens hosting Mount Mercy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you courtside. Gus will be toddling along here in a bit. Here are a couple of teams who are not having the season that they had come in hoping for. Benedictine coming in 7-16, 4-13 in the conference. Mount Mercy is 10-13, 6-11 in the conference. These two teams met earlier in the season, okay? What up at Cedar Rapids? It has been forever ago. It was the 26th of November. Well, it wasn't exactly Thanksgiving, but it was right there that week. And in that game, early in the season, it was Mount Mercy coming in away with a 71-65 win over Benedictine. Lady Ravens looking to even that thing up as they're at home here this afternoon. Come on up to the Nolan and enjoy it. And certainly we invite you to stay with us for the afternoon. Ladies basketball here at noon, the guys game coming up at 2. That said, we're going to be back here bringing the starters. We've got some insights into the game, a lot of information, and then the tip-off, women's game, the first of a doubleheader right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The Raven Regiment on hand here this afternoon, and they've just completed the national anthem. Love to hear. The band brings a little something to the game, you know? Hogan Rest announcing guy. He's getting set to introduce the starters. Let me introduce them for you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, under third season, head coach Tim Schuring. Mount Mercy, again, 10-13 of the season, 6-11 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're going to be starting Deja Antoine. She is a 5 foot 9 inch senior from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, transferring in from Kentucky State. Sammy Mia, there's the name that you're going to want to be listening for this afternoon. A 5 foot 8 inch senior guard. She's from a hometown girl from Cedar Rapids out of Washington High School there. Anias Bonna Mason. Anias is a 6 foot junior from Agen, France. You've got Madison Dreckman. Madison brings the height to the team at 6'2" at the 5 spot. She is from Lamars, Iowa, transferring in from University of Nebraska, Kearney. And running out the Mount Mercy starting 5, Annika Headington. Annika is a 5'7" sophomore guard out of Waukon, Iowa. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and 21st season head coach Jan Folsom. Benedictine 7-16 coming into the game. They are 4-13 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. From Olathe, a 5'9 junior, Riley Wade. Jennifer Jacobs is a sophomore. She's 6'1 from Wichita, went to Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School. At 5'8, senior Aaliyah Raines is a Jeff West grad out of Meriden, Kansas. And rounding out the Raymond starters out of Mustang, Oklahoma, the 6'3" junior post, Kyra Misuraka. From Mount Mercy, you're going to look for scoring from Sammy Mia. She leads the team. She's a 15-plus point scorer. Madison Dreckman averages over a dozen and also in double figures averaging Annika Headington. So you're going to have Mount Mercy trying to put some points on the board. For the Benedictine Ravens, it has been a tough 2023. Lady Ravens have lost the last 3 and 9 of the last 10, looking to shake that off here this afternoon. In their home, whites with red, Benedictine's going to put Jennifer Jacobs in the circle. Mount Mercy is going to send Drankman in. They are in their traveling navy with gold. The ball is up, tip is away, and it's going to be pulled down by Mount Mercy, and we are underway. Mount Mercy works the basketball around. He'll take it around to the outside, look into the middle, and the shot is going to be up, and it's going to be good, and Mustangs are going to break out to an early 2-0 lead over Benedictine. We're not quite a half a minute in. Back up with it will come BC. Top side, it's going to be Aaliyah Rain. Start to the right, drive to the left, spins into the lane. Twisting, twisting, turning, shooting is off the rim. Rebound underneath Wade, follows up, can't get it. And then her effort at a rebound is going to be lost out of bounds back to Benedictine. 2-0 in the very early going. BC will bring it in at the offensive baseline. Comes out on top. Here's Range. She'll go 3. Too strong. And a rebound. It's going to be cleared down underneath by Mount Mercy. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Drinkman. And we will have a foul on the rebound effort. See against whom the foul is going to be on Madison Dreckman. So she will have her first foul of the game. Lady Ravens are going to get a little reprieve and get to put the ball back in play again at their offensive end. Nicholson goes right side, Jacobs to Jennifer, will turn, won't get it. Rebound, saved by the Ravens. Good effort, Riley Wade. BC works the outside up against old player defense. Here's Missy Rocca, left side of the lane. She's just going to turn and put up a shot from about 13. Well short. Ravens rebounded down. Shot clock's at 4. Here's Reigns for the long 3. Off the rim, no good. Benedictine rebounds it down again. Missy Rocca. The feed down to the baseline. It's going to be long side of play, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. So for Benedictine, a great possession. They kept the ball. They got a lot of shots, but unable to get any of them to drop. It is 2-0, Mount Mercy. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Driving shot in the left side. Nobody steps up and gets in front of Hennington, and Annika will have her first points to the ballgame. It is now 4-0, Mount Mercy. Mustangs leading early in the game. Out on top, it's going to be Reigns with it again. She'll go to the right side, just inside the block, standing in the lane, dishes it over, Riley Wade, high off the square and in. So Wade will have her first bucket of the game, and Benedictine is on the board. They trail it 4-2 at the 8-minute mark of the opening quarter. Quickly back down the left side, it's going to be Dreckman. She'll turn and shoot for the baseline left, no good. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs bringing the ball up the court herself, little left-hand dribble, bounces it then over to Riley Wade. Wade goes around the horn, kicks it off on top. Nicholson will cut into the lane down the left side. Right-hand hook shot way off the mark. Rebound to go back down, Mount Mercy. Up the floor now is going to be Antone. Deja will stop from 17. No. Rebound pulled down by Benedictine. Coming up with the rebound, Aaliyah Raines. And what a great senior season she's having. And as a matter of fact, Aaliyah Raines is the only player for this Benedictine Lady team who has started all 23 games this season. Feeds it to the right side, Wade. Feeds underneath Jacob. Shot clock at 11. Back it'll come to Miss Uraka. She'll go left. Kicks it over to Reigns. She'll drive baseline. Little reverse layup. Got it in one, Aaliyah Reigns. That is a play you've seen Aaliyah do so many times as she crosses underneath the rim, reaches out with the right hand typically, and lays it kind of back up and behind the head off the window and in. So she gets the bucket. And she gets a free throw opportunity and an opportunity to put her team in front for the first time today. We're at 7:03 to go in the opening quarter, and a free throw is good. Benedictine goes up 5-4. For a substitution coming in for Coach Bolson, and into the game will come Twyla. Twyla Karasquillo, the 5'10" senior from Verona, Missouri. Here come the Mustangs. Mount Mercy walks it up the floor. Inside 7 to go in the opening quarter. This is one of the two early games in the conference this afternoon. Here's a driving shot from the right side. Up and in. Marissa Brantley into the game. Makes it a 6-5 Mount Mercy lead. So Brantley is on the board. Marissa's a 5-foot teenage senior from Chandler, Arizona. Ravens put a shot up underneath. It's going to bound away. Rebounding it is going to be the Mustangs. Deja Antone comes up the court, frees it to the top. Here's an 18-footer. Perfect. Knocking it down is going to be Carly Krogman for 2. Krogman is a 5'11 sophomore. She's out of Forreston, Illinois, and played her high school ball with the exact same color uniform right up the road here at Highland Community College. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine now trailing at 8-5. Here's a shot outside. Won't go. And a rebound swept down by Antone. Lady Ravens trail by 3. Mustangs left side. Back out on top. They'll feed to the right side of the lane to the 5. Mishiraka cuts her off. Back out on top is going to come. Antone puts up the long 2. Rims out no good. The rebound is on the floor. Battling for Twyla. Gets it up and gets it away to Kyra. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson taking it down the right side. Working in front of the Mustang bench. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Backing in. Reigns a head fake. Later puts the shot on his way and scores it. Aaliyah Reigns has 5. It is an 8-7 lead, Mount Mercy, at 5:20 to go in the first. Here's a 3. Perfect. Way outside for Marissa Brantley. And coming out off the bench, Brantley has knocked in a quick 5 points. 11-7 Mount Mercy. We are midpoint opening quarter. Ravens to the right side, Riley Wade. Kyra on the outside of the bright block, drives across underneath, backs into her defender, puts a shot up, and is able to draw the foul. Could not hit the bucket. The foul is going to be on Madison Dreckman. Let me think that. It's not going to be on Dreckman. They're going to give it to Carly Krogman. So Krogman's first foul. It'll be Mustang, team foul three. Kyra Misuraca comes to the line for Benedictine. Couple of free throws coming up. First one in a quiet gym. Here's up and won't quite go in. One more shot coming up for Kyra, who is not a great free throw shooter, an icy 40% on the season. Sends a second one on its way. Perfect. Made it look easy and has her first point today. It's 11-8. Mount Mercy, and we are just inside 5 to go in the first quarter. Lady Ravens out of the court. Nicholson Kramer is in the game now. Allie Kramer, Twyla Karis Grillo. Also, Michaela Bauman is in, and Grace Dixon. So BC making a couple of the lineup adjustments. Here's a jumper from 17. Straight away, Sammy Mia. Her first points of the afternoon. Benedictine now trailing by 5. It is 13-8. 4:37 to play. First quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. BC comes up top side. That's going to be Dixon with it. Dumps it over to the right to Kramer. Allie, little left-hand dribble. Goes to the top of the key. No room. Right side, Grace. Turns from 10. Got it! Dixon kind of falling away from 10 feet. Against the Ravens, Lady Ravens in double digits. It's now 13-10. Driving to the right side. Absolutely no defender steps up. But the layup misses. The three-point follow shot won't go. And here comes Benedictine. Allie Kramer up the floor a little. Crossover behind the back. Changes directions and angles to the left side. Does the same thing again to the other way. Goes back to the right. Bauman out on top. Dixon left side. Nicholson. Kennedy pushes off with the forearm a little bit. No foul call. Top side it goes to Kramer. Ravens working it outside. Now the drive in. Michaela off the window. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound. Grace. And we've got a player on the floor for Mount Mercy, but she scrambles to her feet and is okay. The ball rolls out of bounds. It'll belong to Benedictine. So Denson thinking she's coming out of the game, but it's not going to be Grace. Who's supposed to come out? Twyla is checking out. So Karis Quillo in for a relatively short stint, and BC brings it in on the right side. Kramer's going to inbound it and then take it back. Drives to the baseline and brings it back out on top. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a basketball, trailing by 3. It is 13-10. Dixon on the left side. Turnaround shot. She gets fouled. Coming to the line for 2. Anais Abana-Mason will have her first. And at the line for Benedictine, here comes Grace Dixon. Grace taking her time. First one kicks off, won't quite go in for the 6'1 freshman out of Manhattan, Kansas. She's a 50% free throw shooter this season, 12 of 24 coming in today. Second one is on its way, and that one will not go in either. Rebounding it down, Mount Mercy. Here they come. 3:20 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. Mustangs leading Benedictine in the ladies' game at 13-10. They'll work it around to the left side. Gets it over there to Mia. Sammy into the lane. That's an 8-footer. Got it. Mia has her 4th point of the game. And again, up by 5, goes Mount Mercy. They've led by 5 a couple of times already today, and the ball is going to be turned over by Benedictine and stolen away. With the steal is going to be Strukin. Here's a shot from the left, a 3. No. Rebound Mount Mercy. Straight beneath the goal. Brantley comes up with the board, puts it out on top. Mia lobs it over to the right side to Headington. Drives in, loses her defender, falls away, knocks it down. Headington for 2 more. She's got 4. And as Benedictine finds himself trailing by 7, Coach Folsom is going to exercise his first time out of the afternoon. We're taking a break, Joseph, at 2:38 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. It is Mount Mercy 17, Benedictine 10.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Glad to have you along with us on a sunny, early February Saturday afternoon. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here, Lady Ravens coming out of the timeout. I'm going to make maybe one adjustment in the lineup. Here's a feed underneath. Kramer with the bucket, the assist. Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs is probably the second, maybe third, leading assist player for Benedictine this season. She's done a lot of very, very good things. Mount Mercy coming up the floor. They're up five now. Here's a three left side. Knocking it down. Sadie Strukin. Now, Sadie in the game, a 5'10 freshman out of Marion, Iowa. Benedictine back up the court. Now trailing it by eight. Shot from the middle is going to be up and good. Jacobs for two. Jennifer has her first bucket of the day. So it is 20-14, and we're at a minute 40 to go in the first. Tom Steinway to basketball, Mount Mercy, Strukin has it, dumps it over to the left side to Mia. Sammy goes to the free throw line down the right side of the lane, pushes off, falls away, off the block, off the window, no good. But a foul is going to be called, and I think, yep, Jennifer Jacobs will collect her first foul today. That is the first foul, and that's kind of notable. First foul by Benedictine this afternoon. And we've got a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens are going to switch out Dixon out of the game, and Miss Uraka comes back in. Kyra still with that right hand and wrist heavily bandaged from the injury she suffered. Gosh, it's got to be close to a month ago. Still on the mend from that, but at least she's found herself able to play. Here's a free throw up and short. So Sammy Mia, who's a 63% free throw shooter. By the way, Mount Mercy's only got one player on this team that shoots free throws very well, and that's Headington. Second free throw is good. The starters for Mount Mercy's free throw numbers, 57, 63, 54, 58, and then Headington hitting almost 87%. So that is something that I'm sure Coach will be thinking about as the game wears on. The free throw good, making it a 21-14 lead for Mount Mercy. Ravens down to the baseline. The pass is going to elude Jennifer Jacobs, go out of bounds in front of the Raven regimen. Mount Mercy will have it back in with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Walking it up the floor for Mount Mercy. Now it's going to be Karina Loff, L-O-H-F, Loff, a freshman from Davenport, Iowa. Here's a shot from the baseline left. No rebound. Tipped out and controlled down by Benedictine. Bauman will get credit for the board. All the way to the other end is going to be Kramer. Her hook pass into the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Mount Mercy. They're on the run. Taking it down the left side. Nicely cut off by Reigns and her defense for BC. Mount Mercy back out on top. 40 seconds to go. Opening quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Down to the left side, underneath the goal. The shot is up, batted around, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Rain. Aaliyah into the forecourt for BC. Half a minute to go in the first. Rains will go coast-to-coast, shot, no. Rebound Jacobs, goes up, gets fouled. I suspect this foul is going to be on Sadie Strukin. It'll be Sadie's first. This is going to be a shooting violation anyway. Jacobs will come to the line, but it is also the fifth team foul by Mount Mercy here in this opening quarter. Jacobs free throw, round and round and in. She's got three. 21-15. Sean Clark's going to be off with only 27 seconds left in his first quarter. Then the gym gets pretty quiet. Second free throw, in and out, no. Rebound tipped out. Jennifer's going to run into the lane and get it and then lose it. Out of bounds to Mount Mercy. Mustangs will bring Carly Krogman back into the game. Take out Marissa Brantley. And Benedictine trailing by 6. Mustangs are going to have the ball. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Loft has the ball in the backcourt. They'll take it across the timeline with the outlet pass to Krogman. Here's the shot for 3. He's wide to the right side. Jacobs rebounds it down. Benedictine plenty of time. They'll bring it up the floor. Reigns out on top to Kramer. 8 seconds, 7. Kramer straight away 3. Short. Rebound. Battled for. Saved by Mount Mercy. And now we'll have a foul here. And against whom? Foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. Trouble for Benedictine is Jennifer has 2 with 2 seconds left in the first. And, yeah, J.J. is going to come out. Back in will come Twyla Carrasquillo. Mount Mercy's got to go to the length of the court in 2.5 seconds. Here's where nearing the end of the first. They're looking. They'll bring it in deep and really make no real genuine effort. And that's going to take us to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the court. First quarter of the ladies' game is in the book. We'll be back. The score here in Atchison, Kansas. Mount Mercy, 21. Benedictine, 15.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, everybody. Going to the second quarter of the ladies' game, and the visitors from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mount Mercy leads Benedictine 21-15. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. Quick recap of the opening quarter scoring. Mount Mercy is being led by Sammy Mia and Marissa Brantley with 5 apiece. For Benedictine, 5 in the opening quarter for Aaliyah Reigns. Jennifer Jacobs, 3, 2 apiece for Dixon, Wade, and Kramer. Kyra missed Siraka with 1. Fouls are a problem. Lady Ravens only committed a couple, but both of them committed by Jennifer Jacobs. Here we go to the second quarter. It'll belong to Benedictine, and Kennedy Nicholson is back in and will bring it up the floor. Kicks it to the right side to Aaliyah. Rain on top to Wade. Wade comes around the right side, skips it to Miss Siraka, feeds underneath. Rain's getting double-teamed, backs in, needing some help, launches it out. 3 for Kennedy. Nope. And we've got a turnover. Yes. Ravens are going to turn it over. And 20 seconds into the second quarter, BC will come up empty on their first possession. Back down the floor, Mount Mercy. Now the ball is stolen away by Nicholson. It's rolling on the floor, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Kennedy just had that little bulldog going on. She just reached in there, would not relinquish possession of the ball. Clears it away. Benedictine back on offense. Nicholson over to Twyla. And her pass right through the hands of Riley Wade. Hit her squarely in both palms. Caroms away into the crowd. With 9:20 to go in the first half. The ball comes in near the 28-foot mark of the backcourt. Mount Mercy, still in the backcourt, lobs it near side across the timeline, goes Headington. Now she's doubled up on top. And the next thing you can see is maybe increase the defensive pressure a little bit. 3-point shot, no good. Rebounding it down, Riley. Wade with the ball, gets it away to Kennedy and Nicholson up the floor. She'll look to feed down to the baseline, and her pass was anticipated, nearly intercepted, but in an effort at the ball, Annika Hennington is going to be whistled for a foul. I didn't see it, but the official did. It'll be her first in the first of the second quarter by the Mount Mercy Mustangs. Right now, Benedictine shooting 6 of 18 from the floor, hitting a third of their shots. They are 0 for 4 from outside. Mount Mercy, 9 of 19 and 2 of 7, so hitting 48 and 28% respectively. We're going to have a second foul in the middle by Headington. Ravens coming to the line. The free throw for Riley Wade is in there. So Riley will collect her third point this afternoon. Eyes up the second one. Puts it up, and it rims out no good. Mustangs rebound it down. 21-16 Mount Mercy with 8:40 to go in the first half of the ladies' game. Continue to remind you that the guys' game coming up at 2 o'clock here this afternoon, so don't go away. We've got a full Saturday afternoon of college basketball for you here on CARE. Back to the right side it goes. Mount Mercy with the ball. They'll try to feed into the middle, and is there a travel? Yeah. BC's going to get it back. It'll be Twyla putting it in play, and once again, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy did such a fantastic job coming in and taking over the point guard position as a freshman because of the injury to Allie Kramer last year. Gained tons of experience, and now as a sophomore is a real force, and we're going to get an offensive foul against Twyla. You hear that bang in the background? That was a thud of a Mount Mercy player landing on the floor. Twyla will have her first foul and Benedictine's first of the second quarter. 8 minutes to go in the half. Mount Mercy walks it up the right side, comes short of the midcourt, launches it over to the left to Dreckman. Back over to the right side it goes, driving in Headington, feet to the wing. Antone will have it, comes off on top. They pass up the three, drive baseline, big collision. Did Raines pick up a foul? She kind of drops her head as if to say, yeah, and it's true, it'll be her first foul today. Leah Raines, foul number one. Benedictine team foul two of the second quarter. And at the line, Mount Mercy and Sammy Mia. Again, Sammy, the team leading scorer, a 63% free throw shooter this year. First one does not go in. She is now one of three at the free throw line today and still has those 5 points she scored in the opening quarter. Second free throw. Up. Oh, nice. 22-16. Mount Mercy up a half a dozen. 7:40 to go second quarter. Mount Mercy has led by as many as 8 earlier in the game. Drive it across. Karis Quillo feeds in the middle. Mr. Rock is 6-footer, doesn't go. And rebound Mount Mercy. Eddington again comes down with it. Kicks it up to Dreckman. Back over to the left side, Mia. They've got the Raven defense pulled way out for the baseline. And the shot goes up and won't go in. Offensive board. The crossover from underneath is up and nicely done. Sammy Mia at 8 points now. And it is 24-16 for the second time this afternoon. Mount Mercy has that 8-point lead. Where it's the 7-minute mark in the second quarter. Allie Kramer out of Seneca, Kansas. A Nemaha Central grad. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound, Kyra, follows it home. Kyra Mistyraka has three, and it's 24-18. So what Benedictine's doing is staying close. And if you're a Mount Mercy team or any team, your opponent stays close, that makes them always dangerous, keeps them always relevant in the game. But what Benedictine has not been able to do is get over that hump. Here's a missed shot, rebounded down by Benedictine, 6.5 to go in the half. Hey, Ravens. Feet in the middle. Twyla backs in, turn, shoots, doesn't get it. And again, it's a Mustang rebound. This time a quick outlet up the floor to Sammy. Mia pushes it up on top. Headington working against Kennedy. Headington goes baseline left. The falling away three. No. And rebounding it off the floor, Benedictine. And again, the offense is all up around the three-point line. Nothing but Raven white jerseys underneath there looking for that defensive board. 5:50 to go in the half. BC with a ball, and again, still bound six. Here's Kennedy for three. It's wide left. And rebound, Twyla. Head fakes, goes up. No foul called as it's stripped out of her hand and knocked out of bounds. It will come to Benedictine at their baseline. Into the game for the Mustangs will come Marissa Brantley, and in for Benedictine. Gosh, we're going to have what? 4 adjustments. We'll just reset this Raven lineup here. What about that? The ball comes in. There's going to be Allie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Melissa Bauman. Left side is going to be Grace Dixon, and Kennedy Nicholson will round out the Benedictine 5. Backdoor pass. Jacobs reaching in the defender, and they're going to call a jump ball. They'll say they tie it up. Possession, Mount Mercy. Dixon, Jacobs, Bauman, Kramer and Nicholson for Benedictine, Pennington, Brantley, Bonna Mason, Mia and Antone in for the Lady Mustang. Mount Mercy brings it into the backcourt, gets it into the forecourt, 5:10 to go in the first half. They lead by 6. Here's a long 2, top of the key, right in there for Mia. Sammy's at 10 points now. 26-18 for the third time. It is an 8-point Mustang lead. We go inside 5 to go in the half. Kramer out of top, Nicholson. Once he gets to Grace, she's well defended. Now Grace will pop to the top and take it there. We have the left elbows, Nicholson. Fully 2 steps above the circle. 7 on the shot clock. Kennedy will drive in, force one up that doesn't go in, and a rebound loss out of play. It is Mount Mercy basketball, touch last by Jacobs. For Mount Mercy, this is kind of a pivotal possession. I know so much of winning the game, but in the psychological edge, because they can pick up a double-digit lead here. 4.5 to go. First half, leading by 8. Mount Mercy has the ball. Antone will push it off to the top. Mia feeds to the free throw line. Backdoor Mia on the floor once. Head fake falls away. Rattles it home. Sammy Mia with 12. Ravens down 10. 28-18. And we've got 4:11 to go, and we're going to get a BC timeout. Coach Folsom taking a break. Let's do it, Joseph. 4:10 to play in the half here in Atchison. Lady Mustangs 28, Benedictine 18.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The Ravens coming out of the timeout are on the floor with, let's look out there and see if they made any changes. Nope, going to be the same 5. Nicholson, Kramer, Bauman, Jacobs, Dixon. BC goes left side. Jacobs loses the handle, lobs it out on top, saved nicely by Kennedy. BC's going to keep the offense out there, 12 on the shot clock. Nicholson starts right, comes out on top to Kramer. Now to Dixon, top of the keys, 5 on the shot clock. Bauman's going to launch the 3, in and out, no. Rebound, Jacobs, and as she tries to follow it up, we've got a reach in and a jump ball called as Marissa Brantley gets her tied up. This time the possession to the Lady Ravens. 18 on the shot clock. 3:39 to go. Opening half of this women's college basketball game. Benedictine will bring it in. The 3 for Bauman. There it is! Michaela Bauman's first points of the game. That is the first 3-point shot successful for Benedictine. They're 0 for 6 before that one. It is 28-21. 3:20 to go in the half. Jump from the perimeter is up and no good for Mount Mercy, but they're able to secure the rebound, put up another 3, and knock it down. Sammy Mia, huge first half. 31-21 and right back up by 10 go the Lady Mustangs. And we're at the 3-minute point of the half. Bauman to Nicholson. She'll try a 3. Knocks it in. Kennedy's first point. 31-24. We're in the late minutes of the opening half. Benedictine looking to battle back and maybe finding the range a little bit from outside. Having missed their first 6, they've hit their last 2. The ball bounces off the foot of Mia. Driving down the court. The layup is up and in for Kramer. Benedictine on 5-0 run. 31-26. And as quickly as that, Benedictine is within 5. 2:22 to go in the half. Andy Ravens making a nice search here. Here's Antone. Drives the left side of the lane. Steps inside the defender. But they're going to say there was contact. And a foul on Michaela Bauman. Michaela's first foul, Benedictine's 3rd, second quarter foul. And for BC, we're going to get Kymer Mishiraka back in the game. L.A. Reigns comes back in. Twyla Karras-Quillo enters. They are going to be out there with Michaela Bauman and Allie Kramer. Substitutions in for Mount Mercy also will be picking them up. But right now, free throws for Deja Antone, the first of which is up and good. Antone, a 57% free throw shooter on the season. Successful on that first shot. Second one, got them both. Antone makes it 33-26. A little over 2 minutes ago in the half. Other game going on at noon in the conference is Culver Stockton, who had to travel down to Evangel. Well, we know all about that trip. Just made it a couple of days ago, for a couple of days. Here's the feed over the right side to Twyla. Back out on top, it'll come. 2 minutes ago in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by seven. Over to the left side, Bauman. Top side, Reigns. Skips in the middle. Mr. Rocca, right side, Twyla. 13-footer, no. Rebounding it down. Here comes Mount Mercy. Mia flies up the court, all the way to the baseline. Spins 360 to the right, elbows her way in, puts the shot up, and is going to be fouled. She spins to her right in a clockwise spin, kind of hooks with her lead elbow, her right elbow, pushes back on the defender, misses the shot, but Kyra, who is standing right there, is going to be called for her first foul tonight. Mia's free throw, no. So Sammy Mia is 2 of 5 at the free throw line. But she has 15 points already. Averages 15.3, so she's in pretty good shape. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Karras-Quillo. Minute and a half to go in the half. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing by 7. Still 33-26. Kramer comes topside. Mishiraka above the three-point line. Driving in, the shot by Reigns. No, she gets fouled. Here's the thing, Lee is so fast to get that quick first step that she got beyond and inside the defense of Sadie Strukin. Sadie followed her down to the baseline, ultimately reaching up, making contact, then putting Reigns at the free throw line for a couple of shots. Aaliyah has 5, has not scored in the second quarter, and is 1 of 1 at the line today. The senior sends it in. Half a dozen for Aaliyah Reigns, who continues to be Benedictine's leading scorer. She makes it 33-27. Long, hard look at this one. It is on its way. It will not go in. And the rebound, batted around, knocked away by Miss Rocca. Picked up by Reigns. She'll roll it out on top. And what are we going to have here? They're going to say it was kicked, but it's going to be back to Benedictine. They're resetting the shot clock to 20. So for the Lady Ravens, they pick up a point, get within 5, and they're going to have the ball in at their end. Comes into Reigns. She's deep in the right side, right in front of the Mount Mercy bench. Works it to the top, beats Twyla in the lane. She'll turn and shoot and score. Twyla Karras-Quillo's first bucket of the day. 33-29, Ravens back to within 4. And we've got a minute to go in the first half. Raven defense giving Mustangs some difficulty on this possession. Here's a screen and a jump shot from the outside. No rebound. Ravens. Reigns coming out with the board. Brings it up the floor. Mishiraka topside over to the left to Bauman. Entry pass underneath Twyla. Head fake goes up, stripped away, and taken away by Mount Mercy. 35 seconds to go in the half. Mount Mercy down the court. That's going to be Deja. Deja Antone. Game clock, shot clock, 7 seconds apart. And on top is going to be Loft. Ariana Loft with it. Thompson stolen by Kramer. Steps in front of the pass. Jail breaks to the other end. Give her 2. L.A. Kramer. It's 33-31. 7 seconds to go. The shot off the rim, rebound, out of bounds, and It's halftime at Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half. Lady Ravens with a tremendous comeback. Intermission score, Mount Mercy 33, Benedictine 31.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Here at the Nolan Gymnasium is the ladies' teams go to halftime. And Benedictine, who's trailed by as many as 10 a couple of times, battles back, go into the locker room down by 2. Recapping the opening half scoring, first of all, for Mount Mercy. We talked about it in the pregame. We said watch and expect to hear the name of Sammy Mia a lot. You have, and she has done what we knew she could do. 15 points in the first half for Sammy. Thank you, sir. It drops off pretty dramatically then. For Mount Mercy, scoring-wise, Marissa Brantley with 5-4 apiece for Dejon Tone and Annika Headington. 3 for Sadie Strukin and 2, Carly Krogman. 4, Benedictine. Well, I'll tell you what, 5, 6, 7, 9 players scored in the first half. Nobody scored a lot, but a lot of people contributing, as both Allie Kramer and Aaliyah Raines have 6. 3 apiece, Kennedy Nicholson, Michaela Bauman, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, Kyra Missy Rocca. 2 in the first half for Grace Dixon and Twyla Carrasquillo. Fouls, no issue for anyone, no player with more than 2. Hey, the guys' teams are coming out of the court. They're going to be warming up a little bit. Don't forget, we've got their game coming up with an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off for the men's game. Stay with us for that. But before that, stick around. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live here on Kent Radio. We'll be back to bring that to you. But right now, with that, halftime score here in the Nolan. Mount Mercy's Lady Mustang 33, Benedictine 31. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studio with another spectacular halftime.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us as we bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball action live from the Nolan. We'll be rejoining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment, as the Ravens are playing host to Mount Mercy. Remember, we've got the men's game at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, Tuesday brings us to high school basketball, as we will have the JCN at Horton game. 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court about 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us to back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as we've got Benedictine on the road at Peru State University. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court around 7:30. Thursday evening brings us to SportsLook, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS on the road at Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court about 8 p.m. And then Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens action for you again as the Ravens play host to William Penn. 2 p.m. is the current scheduled time for those games to begin, with the women taking to the court, and the men should take to the court by 4. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball play, we have reached halftime in the two games that are occurring right now. In the Culver-Stockton-Evangel game, Culver-Stockton is leading Evangel 34-27. And in this game, Mount Mercy is leading the Lady Ravens by 2 points, with Benedictine sitting at 31 points to Mount Mercy's 33. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that KU game.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Taking a look at Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball, the Jayhawks are on the road visiting the Iowa State Cyclones. With 4 minutes and 49 seconds left in the second half, we've got the Jayhawks trailing 61-45. Again, the Jayhawks are caught up in a little bit of a cyclone as they're on the road trailing 45-61. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Highs around 54 this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the southwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Highs around 57. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 57.4 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 39%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.97 inches of mercury. Actually, it's declined in the last hour. The dew point is 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 48 out there. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Nolan Gymnasium, where the two ladies teams are back out of the locker room and on the court warming up. Second half will be getting underway shortly. Good to have you back, everybody. Joseph, he's back in the studio doing all that hard work, but he took really good care of all of us at halftime. And Joseph, we thank you. Tom Counts with you here courtside. So we get ready for the second half to begin. A quick look at the first half numbers seems to be in order. Mount Mercy, you know what? They shot and played really pretty well. 13 to 29 from the floor. That's 45% shooting. 3 of 12 from outside, only 25, and only half of their free throws. But that's kind of typical for them at 4 of 8. For Benedictine, 12 of 32 from the floor. That is a 37% clip. Hitting 2 of 8 from outside, hitting a quarter of their shots. And even worse, at 5 of 11 at the free throw line, Benedictine is a better free throw shooting team than that. Looking at rebounds in the first half, Mount Mercy collected 16, and for Benedictine, what has really benefited them is their work on the glass. 24 rebounds in the first half for the Lady Ravens. However, 7 first half turnovers, only 4 for Mount Mercy. Tammy Mia, not only did she score 15 first half points, but she shot it. 6 of 10 shooting the ball in 19 minutes of floor time. For Benedictine, 9 players on the floor, 9 players with points. That is absolutely phenomenal. No one with more than 6 for Benedictine on their way to that 31-point first half. We got ready to go to the second half. Third quarter coming up, 33-31. Mount Mercy in front. Last time these teams met on the 26th of November, 71-65 Mount Mercy win in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Here we go. Coming out on the floor for Mount Mercy. It is going to be, let me take a quick scan, the original starting five, Annika Headington and Madison Dreckman, Anaya Spada-Mason, Sammy Mia, and Deja Antone. For Benedictine, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Kyra Mishiraka. We are underway. The ball comes in to Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy now going from left to right here in the second half. A quick three, and as quickly as that, Madison Dreckman picks up her first points of the game, 36-31, Mount Mercy. That took about 15 seconds. Here's Kennedy for three, and it rims off no good. Mustangs rebound it down. Antone comes up for the basketball. Mount Mercy's not a really big team out of the court. I mean, they're not wowing you with their height out on the floor, but what they do is they just work really hard. Well, coach, here's a follow-away shot up and short, and a rebound down to the baseline by Kennedy Nicholson, who brings it into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble. We're a minute into the third quarter. Riley Wade will take it right side, goes baseline, puts a shot up. It's defended well by Madison Dreckman, and if it does not go in, Mount Mercy rebounds it back, and up the floor is Annika Headington. Headington goes right side of the lane, driving across. The shot is up and missing. Bonamason unable to get it to fall. Benedictine back up the floor. 8:45 to go in the third. Still a 36-31 lead for the visitors. Benedictine has not scored yet in the second half. Raines will go all the way to the baseline, goes across, feeds in the middle, and Wade absolutely unprepared for that ball to come to her. It bounces off her, and Mount Mercy picks it up. Mustangs to the free throw line. Back off on top, Dreckman. Skip little look away, skip pass down at the baseline, and the ball will be knocked away out of play by Kyra. Shot clock at 20. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Mount Mercy brings it in, and the gym has really grown pretty quiet. There hasn't been really anything exciting happen yet in the second half, and they're just waiting for something. A shot underneath is no good. We're about to get down. Aaliyah Raines. Raines playing very, very well. That is her sixth rebound here this afternoon. She leads BC on the boards. Here's a running shot. Kennedy won't go in. Kyra rebounds, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And it is going to be on Headington. She looks at the official in amazement as she has collected her third foul now today. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either club, and Benedictine putting it in play at the baseline. It'll be right in by Nicholson. Kennedy kicks it off on top. Riley Wade to Kyra. Double team. Puts a shot up. It had to be deflected. It was way too short. And the rebound. Pull back down. Mount Mercy. Headington brings it up the floor. Again, Annika Headington at 5'7" does not look that tall, candidly. And we've got a collision, and bodies on the floor, and an offensive foul call. Madison Dreckman whistle for the player control foul. It'll be her second. No, it will be her third. Let me fix that. That is the third foul by Madison Dreckman, and the second foul here in the third quarter by Mustangs. Had the wrong Mustangs there for a minute. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Good night. Here's Jacobs with it over to the left side. Benedictine back on offense. Lob underneath to JJ. Turns and shoots off the window, but it won't go in. She had a good open shot. Put it up underhand instead of overhanded. And it was too light. Rebound. Mount Mercy. They'll go from 14 and knock it home. Sammy Mia now at 17 points, 38-31, and the Lady Ravens have used up 3 minutes of the third quarter and still no second half points. Raines backs in, tries to skip it out on top, loses it, picks it back up, gets it to Riley Wade. Wade works around to the right side, backs away. She could shoot a three with no defense in front of her, elects not to do that. Gets it over to Kennedy. Nicholson will accelerate down to the baseline. Dish it across the range. She'll spin, finds herself too far beneath the rim. Her shot goes up and does not have a very good chance to go in, rebounding it down again, Mount Mercy. So in the second half, Benedictine struggling. Here's a shot from the perimeter, no good for Mount Mercy, and the Ravens coming back the other way. Lots of back and forth, not lots of points on the board. 38-31 Mount Mercy, 6:20 to go, third quarter. Now Nicholson, a nice move, and the layup is in, plus one. Kennedy got that quick first step, got inside her defender, and Sammy Mia, trying to catch it from behind, could not, picks up her first foul tonight. Or this afternoon, if I may. And an opportunity for Kennedy Nicholson at the conventional three. Benedictine is going to bring Twyla Harris-Quillo into the game. Also going to bring Allie Kramer in. Free throw? Got it. Kennedy doubles her scoring. She's got six and is 38-33. With 6:10 to go in the third quarter. First points for BC scored almost 4 minutes in. Here's a runner at the baseline. Hangs on the lip of the rim, then falls out. No good for Mount Mercy. Benedictine taking it the other way. Halle Kramer down the right side quickly. Halle has so recovered from her injury. She will spin and twist and turn and shoot, and the official is going to call her for a travel. Mount Mercy won't have it in. The official says, not over there. Over here, he calls the inbound play over nearer him where Brantley will bring it in. Brantley goes to the right side to Headington. Up court pass to Bonna Mason. Mount Mercy is on offense. Antone with the basketball. They'll feed to the free throw line. A collision between two Mount Mercy players. And they're going to call a foul on Kennedy Nicholson. Not exactly certain how that occurred as two Mount Mercy players collided, both fell to the floor. Kennedy was kind of closest, and they're going to give her her first foul tonight. Benedictine's first foul of the second half. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Passed outside, 17-foot shot, wide right. Rebound, tip some more. They're going to be cleared down by Mount Mercy. Three Ravens reach in to tie up the ball and a jump call. Marissa Brantley had come down with it for Mount Mercy, but the Ravens just surrounded her, and the 5'10" senior from Chandler, Arizona could do nothing with the ball. Jump ball back to Benedictine. Can you still call it? I guess you could still call it a jump ball. I mean, it's, you know, really jump that, but here comes Benedictine's offense. Missy Rocket, top side, Twyla, over to the left it goes. Kramer looks in the middle. Still looking in, finds nothing there, comes out to Reigns. Nicholson, Kramer, Karis, Quillo, Reigns, Missy Rocca, the Benedictine players out there now with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, halfway through. Twyla goes left side, goes up, no foul called. Rebound Reigns, puts it in. Leah Reigns at 8 points. 38-36. BC battling right in here. We're at 4:44 to go, third quarter. Down to the baseline, there was a travel, no whistle. The bounce pass comes out on top. The set shot three, missing, and a rebound, Kyra. So for the Lady Ravens, the possession with a chance at a lead. Driving all the way down the floor. Kramer gets it to range. She'll spin in, goes up, missed it. Twyla follows it, missed it. Rebound, Mustang. So Benedictine had three good looks at the rim. Could get none of them to fall. 4:15 left in the third. Mount Mercy dodges one right there. In the lane, trying to get rid of the ball is going to be Mia. Finally dumps it over to Kariana Lov, whose shot is up and good. That was an acrobatic shot by Lov. And the freshman from Davenport, Iowa, has her first point of the game. It is now 40-36. 3:45 to play third quarter. BC back up the floor. Kyra will take it left side. She's about a step and a half, two steps to the left of the lane. The pass underneath for Reigns is going to be slapped out of bounds by Deja Antone. BC will be putting it into their baseline. 9 on the shot clock. Grace Dixon's going to come into the game. And coming also into the game, Michaela Bauman. Ravens look to bring it in. Kramer at the baseline. Inbounds it, Michaela. She'll go three. There it is. Wait a minute. I see Twyla's on the floor. I hear whistles. They're going to count the bucket and add a foul. The official from the far side who saw it and made the call is emphatic that that basket is good. He is calling a foul on Marissa Brantley. It'll be her first foul of the game. And Benedictine not only gets the three, but they're also going to get the ball back in. So Michaela Bauman has her second three of the game, and the Ravens within one bring it into the free throw line to Twyla. This could be a huge possession. Kramer goes right side. Back out on top. It'll go Rain. In the middle, Grace spins, turns, shoots too hard. Rebound, fought for, recovered by Mount Mercy, and Twyla reached in and picked up the foul. Carol Squilla will have her second foul of the game, and for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two in the third quarter. And we're at 3:19 to go in the third. Mount Mercy is going to return Annika Hennington to the floor. Also coming back in is going to be Sadie Strukin, the Marion, Iowa freshman. So in the game for Coach Shearing, he's added two freshmen who have been really pivotal players on his team this season. Now Mercy down the floor, dumps it left, the three short, rebound, offensive board. Back into the middle, the skip pass over to the left side to Mia. She'll dish it down low, Brantley gets it back to Hennington. She'll head baseline, power move, got it, Hennington. She's a nice player, and again, only a freshman. And Ravens again trail by three. It is 42-39. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine family from behind have never been able to quite get over the hill. Here's a shot underneath, and there it is. Aaliyah Raines has 10, and Benedictine has a lead. It is, or rather, Benedictine is within one. 42-41. Again, trailing by a single digit. The shot on the other end. Answering is Mount Mercy. So Mount Mercy puts it right back up and in again. And that was a spinning move on the other side to Grace Dixon for two. So it's 44-43. And again within one goes BC. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. 17-foot shot, up and good for Sammy Mia. Mount Mercy. Now these two teams have heated up. They're just going back and forth, up and down the floor, trading buckets. Dixon hands it at the free throw line. Top side to Range. She'll look for three and can't get it to fall. Mount Mercy with a long rebound. Hennington into the forecourt. It is 46-43, Mount Mercy. The shot underneath, though. Rebound. Ravens deep in the baseline. I'm telling you what, just about shoelaces on the baseline. Kramer comes away with it. BC up the floor. Here's Bauman over to the right side again. Kramer to the free throw line to Grace. She'll put it up from there and put it in. Grace Dixon. 46-45. And for the third time in the last minute 30, Benedictine has gotten within one. 50 seconds left, third quarter. This fourth quarter shaping up to be a really good one. Falling away, the shot, no, rebound. Ravens, Bauman clears it down. Benedictine with a chance again at a lead. Left side, Grace Dixon. BC will move it on to the top. Allie Kramer again to Grace. Off the block. Feeds in the lane. Bauman underhand shot. No and no foul. Here comes Mount Mercy. Shot clock's off with 27 to go in the third. Benedictine quickly down the floor. Setting up the defense, and Mount Mercy's backing it away. They're going to take a final shot here in the third quarter. Annika Hennington. Over to the edge with 12. Back out on top. That's going to be Sammy Mia with 8. Mia with 6. Work to the left off the screen with 4. Kicks it out on top. The three-point shot. No. Rebound. And it's on the floor as the buzzer sounds. We're going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. It is a one-point game. After three, Mount Mercy, 46. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 45.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
I'll tell you what we've got here tonight, okay, or this afternoon in this ladies' game. We've got a couple of well-matched teams. We've got a very, very close game. We've got 17 players who have scored already today. How about that? Benedictine with 9 players scoring. Mount Mercy's had 8 different players on the board. Mount Mercy led, of course, by Sammy Mia. She's at 19. The next leading score is at 6. For Benedictine, double fingers for Aaliyah Rains with 10. Here we go. It is Mustang basketball, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. It is 46-45 Mount Mercy. Benedictine looking to break a losing streak. They've lost the last 3, 9 of the last 10. Looking to right the ship a little today here at home. Running shot from the left side is going to be off the window. Good. Mount Mercy's first point of the fourth quarter, and they're going to belong to Anais Bonamason. She is now the 9th player to score for Mount Mercy. It is 48-45. We're at 9:20 to go in the game. Back and in. Miss Urraca shot short. Rebounded off the floor. Bauman follows it up, and what a circus shot by Michaela Bauman. It's good. 48-47. 9:11 to go. You get the feeling this thing's coming down right to that last possession. Here's a 16-footer left side, too strong. Offensive rebound underneath by Bonamason. Straight away from the top. This one, Dreckman in and out, no. Rebound underneath, saved away again by Mount Mercy. They'll cut into the lane, put up an underhanded shot. It misses. And in the rebound this time, you've got Anais Bonamason over the back, her second foul today. So Bonamason from behind picks up the foul. First foul of the fourth quarter on the Mustangs. They're going to take Sadie Strukin out of the game. Back up court, here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens trailing by 1, looking for that elusive lead. Riley Wade, topside Nicholson. Nicholson, Bauman, Wade, Jacobs, Miss Urraca, the BC 5 right now. Kyra underneath, reverse layup. No, she's knocked to the floor. No foul called. And climbs to her feet. The ball is going to belong to Mount Mercy deep in the backcourt. 8:23 to go. Still a 48-47 Mustang lead. And Mount Mercy with that advantage up the floor. Annika Headington. Headington all the way down. Lobs it left side. Deja Antone. Sees she's got an opening, drives to the baseline, but does not get the ball on the floor quickly enough. Called for a travel. Benedictine with yet another opportunity to take the lead. Now, Benedictine has led in the game at 5-4 with 7:03 to go in the opening quarter. That is the last and only time they have led. BC left side. Kennedy hits it to Kyra. Back to Kennedy. Here's a 3. Off to the right. Rebound. Cleared away by Mount Mercy. And again, the Lady Ravens are foiled in an opportunity to take a lead. Here's a little reverse layup. No, and a Miss Urraca foul. Kyber will have her second foul today. Benedictine will have their first foul of the fourth quarter. Michaela Bauman will exit the floor. And Benedictine will bring Jennifer Jacobs in. So you've got Jacobs and Miss Urraca with Wade Bauman and with Wade Green and Nicholson. First free throw, no good for Sammy Mia. And again, Mount Mercy's Achilles is that free throw shooting. They will hit the second. It's 20 points. It is 49-47. 7.5 to go in the game. Mishiraka off the left block. Goes up and in. Kyra has her fifth. And it is 49-49. So the Lady Ravens have not taken the lead, but they've tied it with 7:20 to go. And now a mishandling of the ball goes out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in front of the scorer's table. Jennifer Jacobs will bring it in, and Kennedy Nicholson, the right-hand dribble, casually brings it up the floor, glides to the right side, brings with it on top. She continues to be the Ravens' leading scorer. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, dump it back to Riley Wade. Wade, a little behind her back pass. Kyra in the lane, puts it up. It's in! Off the window. Miss Chiraca has put Benedictine in front. It is the largest lead of the game for BC. At 51-49. Here's the three on the other end. No. Rebound, Riley Wade. Back up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine has come from behind, trailing double digits. Underneath, JJ. No. We've got a foul on the floor. It is going to be the fourth by Headington for Mount Mercy. Nicholson looking to put it in at the baseline. Now the officials over here having a long visit with Headington. What an explanation. What have I done? She's asking. Benedictine will bring it into their offensive end. It'll come in out on top to Rain. She wants to get it into Kyra. And her cross-court pass is knocked free and stolen. Here comes Antone in, up, and a foul on Jacobs. Jennifer was not going to relinquish that bucket without some resistance. It'll be her third foul of the game. Benedictine's second fourth quarter foul. Riley Wade is going to check out for Coach Folsom. And back to the fray comes Allie Kramer. We're at 6:23 to go in the fourth quarter. It is a 51-49 Benedictine lead. An opportunity, though, for Deja Antone, a 57% free throw shooter, to tie it. She's 2-2 today and hits that one. It is now a one-point Benedictine lead. 51-50. One more shot for Antone. And no good. Ravens lead by one. Allie Kramer walks it up, dumps it to the right side, Rain, feeds to the right side of the lane, this time to Miss Chiraca. Kyra on the floor one time, back out it comes to Rain. She'll drive off the window, nope, rebound, cleared away by the Mustangs. Mount Mercy racing up the floor. Sammy Mia slows it up in front of the bench, and will work it up on top. 5:50 to go, lots of time, and we have a foul way up on top. Is that also on Jacobs? The foul is going to be on Jacobs. And Jennifer now with four. She'll come out. Kyra Mishiraka comes out into the game. Here's Quillo and Dixon. 5:45 to go. Mount Mercy with the basketball. They trail the Ravens by one. The turnaround from 13 short. Rebound, Kyra Quillo. Benedictine, the outlet, Reigns on the floor one time, hits it, plus one! The defender, Anaya Spana-Mason, trying to catch her from behind, could not, got in too late, give the bucket to him, Reigns, plus one, and you see her coming to the free throw line with this nice smile. That's good to see. This team hasn't had a lot of smiles in the last month. That is going to be Reigns, what do we got, a dozen points now? And that one in and out, no. Rebound, Kyra Quillo. And a collision over on the far side, and the ball's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. And now the three officials will converge at the point where the ball had gone out of bounds. We've got 5.5 minutes to go in the game. They're going to have a little brief conversation, making certain that everybody's on the same page. It will be Benedictine basketball. 53-50 Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go. That three-point lead, their largest of the game. BC works a left. Twyla looks to the middle. Once great. Doesn't find her there. Back out on top. It'll go Allie Kramer. Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, a long three. Won't drop. Rebound Dixon. Puts it home. Grace Dixon, a really strong move. The freshman is coming around. It's a 55-50 score. We've got a Mount Mercy timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 5:09 to go in the game. Lady Ravens in front. It's Benedictine 55, Mount Mercy 50.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where the Lady Ravens have roared from behind. Mount Mercy has been held off the scoreboard. They have not hit a field goal in the last 4.5 minutes. They've missed their last four shots. And Benedictine has come from what was a second quarter double-digit deficit to lead now by 5, 55-50. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Hare Sports Studio. Tom Counter here, and the Lady Ravens coming out of the court. Grace Dixon and Aaliyah Raines, Twyla Karras-Quillo, Allie Kramer, Kennedy Nicholson. See what Grace Dixon has just come on. The freshman for Benedictine out of Manhattan High School, Manhattan, Kansas, 6'1". She is 4 of 5 today. Shooting the basketball. Had a couple of rebounds to that. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up and no good. Tipped out Dixon. Pulled down Raines. BC back up the floor, leading by 5. Outlet over to the left side to Nicholson. Kennedy thinking about the 3. Does it. Twyla says, give me the ball. She's banging and pushing and working against Bonnie Mason. The feet underneath the Grace. She gets a little bump. Could get it to fall. It was a nice play, but just not finished. And now we're at 4.5 minutes to play. At the free throw line is going to be Bonnie Mason. Out on top to Mia, over to Antone, Deja from 16. It is short. Twyla boards it down. Here comes Benedictine. Allie Kramer will walk it up the floor. Brings it across center circle, goes right side. Raines underneath the Grace, crosses over to score it. The pass was directly underneath the rim. She couldn't hit it from there. She glides left, kisses it off the window, and what a game Grace is having. She's at 10 points now. 57-50, Benedictine by 7. They are on a run. 16-footer is up and good. And for the Mustangs, Sammy Mia breaks the ice, and Coach Shearing takes the timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break as we're down now to 3:48 to play in the ladies' game. The score here in the Nolan, Benedictine 57, Mount Mercy 52.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Happy to have you with us here in the Nolan Gym. Raven fans on hand here this afternoon being treated to what has been a huge comeback for the Lady Ravens, but it is not done yet. With 3:40 to play, Benedictine is leading up by only 5, and now coming out of the timeout, Mount Mercy has really switched up the defense, and they are absolutely like piranhas out there after a piece of lunch meat. I mean, they are jumping at the ball, literally leaping on top of Kyra and committing a foul, trying to steal the ball away. Wow, that one is going to be on Sammy Mia, only her second. However, for Mount Mercy, it is their fourth fourth quarter foul. So Benedictine is going to be shooting free throws here for the last 3.5 minutes. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 5. Anticipate them being very patient, looking for the shot they want. You're not taking what they have to take. Here's a shot for Kennedy. That's a 3! Kennedy Nicholson! 60-52, Lady Ravens up 8. And we've got 3:10 to go. Mount Mercy, feeling the pressure. They go up top side to Madison Dreckman. Dreckman over to Mia. Sammy drives right, dumps a baseline. Headington puts it up and good for 2. Annika Headington makes it 60-54. And we're down to 2:45 to go. Reigns will walk it up the floor. Comes out on top to Allie, to Aaliyah. Those two may well have played against one another in high school in the Big 7. Here's Twyla, and they're going to call her for a travel. Out of Jeff West High School and Nemaha Central, very easily those two could have met more than a time or two. Here comes Mount Mercy, looking to take advantage of the Benedictine turnover. 2:22 left. Skip pass underneath, knocked away by Aaliyah Rain. Took it away to Kramer. Alley into the forecourt. Little ball handling exhibition on top as she goes side to side between the feet with the dribble. Changes directions, gets it to Kennedy. Nicholson left side. Reigns and the Ravens running motion, burning time. 2 minutes to play. Kyra will flash to the top. Now between the circles is going to be Karis Quillo. Here's Kennedy. She'll go for another 3 and hit another 3. Kennedy Nicholson now at a dozen. It is 63-54, Benedictine's largest lead of the game. The 3 on the other end missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Reigns. BC up the floor. Coach Folsom on his feet. Hands high in the air, telling his team slow it down. 1.5 minutes left. Lady Ravens up 9. Reigns with it. Topside Nicholson. Here's Quillo. Feed to Kyra. Back door. Reigns can't get the driving layup to fall. A beautiful play that just didn't finish. Up court with it. Mia. She'll drive. She'll shoot. Won't hit it. Offensive board. Followed home. Madison Dreckman knocked it in. 63-56. And we've got 1:06 left. We're getting a timeout. You got it. Taking a break, Joseph. 1:06 to play in the ladies' game. Benedictine 63, Mount Mercy 56.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
With 1:06 to play in the women's game, Benedictine leads 63-56. Welcome back to the Nolan Gym, everybody. In the background, you can hear the Raven Regiment, the band here this afternoon. Crowd, nice crowd on hand. And the campus, it's bustling. It is, as I learned at halftime of the ladies' game, it is father-daughter, mother-son dance weekend here on campus. Yeah, with the one of the social events of the spring, a lot of travelers here in town. Welcome, by the way, to Atchison. 63-56, Lady Ravens. They're putting the ball in play for the backcourt, and the inbound is going to be stolen immediately by Mount Mercy. They'll go to the right side, Headington. Out on top it goes Antone, round to the left side. The dip to the baseline, back out on top. Dreckman will go 3, drains it. Madison Dreckman. And we will get another Mount Mercy timeout. We'll hang on to this one here for a little bit. It is going to be close up the 30, so I will just use this opportunity to update the score. 63-59. Benedictine's lead is trimmed to 4. We're down to 54 seconds to play. Look at what's going on here. for Mount Mercy. You got with four fouls, so she's in some jeopardy. For Benedict and Jennifer Jacobs with four fouls. She, in fact, has not been in the game for a little bit with those. BC's shooting percentage has crept up a little bit, but still not exactly blistering hot. 26 of 66, and there's the number you look at. 66 shots taken, hitting 39% of them. They've held Mount Mercy to 24, 58, 41%. The ball will come in for BC from deep in the backcourt, and Twyla will do the inbound work. 54 seconds remain. Ravens by four. Comes into Rain. Back to Twyla. Pulls up the dribble. Gets it to Kyra. Hands it over. Here comes Benedict. And Rains will drive. Fall away. Shoot. And get two. Aaliyah Rains. 14 points. 65-59. 38 seconds left. A three is up and good again for Dreckman. It is 65-62 and a one-possession game. BC into the forecourt. 26 on the game clock. 20 on the shot clock. Driving in is Nicholson, and they're going to reach in and foul her. Kennedy's been red hot, and they don't want to see her get that shot taken. And this is really a pivotal foul in that it will be the fifth on Annika Headington. So the 5'7" sophomore from Waukon, Iowa, will foul out of the game here with 22 seconds left, ending the afternoon with 8 points. She averages 10-7. But again, she is this team's only really, really good free throw shooter. Speaking of free throw shooters, Kennedy Nicholson coming to the line here for the Lady Ravens. This one is good. Kennedy has her 11th point of the game, pushing that Raven lead to four, and that is huge, making it a two-possession lead. Well, the gym gets quiet. The second one is in and out. No good. Rebound underneath Kyra. She'll put it up and in. Miss DiRocca with the follow shot. And wait a minute. The officials stop and play. Did we get a timeout here? And by whom? Okay. They're going to have another short timeout, Joseph. We will hang on to it right here. Now with only 19 seconds to go, Benedictine has again forged a six-point lead in front, 68-62. Guys, game coming up here in a little while. Don't go away. And other games going on around the conference. Again, the other noon game, Culver-Stockton at Evangel. Culver-Stockton is where we're going to be a week from today. Also, starting here in, you know, half an hour or less, you will find Baker at Grandview, Central Methodist at Clark, Missouri Valley is traveling to William Penn, Graceland at Park, and Peru State is in Olathe with Mid-America. 19 seconds to play in this women's college game. Lady Ravens in front 68-62. The crowd, good numbers, not packed, but a good, good crowd, and they have been absolutely enthralled with this game. They are a good crowd today, indeed. Benedictine coming out of the court. Got Kennedy Nicholson, Kyra Misuraca, got Allie Kramer, got Twyla Carasquillo, and got your Raven leading scorer, Aaliyah Rains. Right now, Aaliyah has 14. Kennedy Nicholson has a dozen. 10 for Grace. BC has spread the scoring around it today. So the Ravens waiting for Mount Mercy to leave their sideline, and third season head coach Tim Shearing. My goodness, it was a long time ago since these teams have played. November the 26th. And here later in the season, we're playing teams literally 2 weeks apart. And now after the Benedictine timeout, now we've got, this is what's taking so long, Joseph. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, Coach Shearing says, wait a minute, I'm not quite done. Okay? Give me a timeout also. So he has burned a timeout of his own. So we are having consecutive timeouts used by these two teams. So that's where we're at with that. Well, I'll tell you what. Kennedy Nicholson having a great game, and with her 19 points down at Evangel on Wednesday, that was a new career high. Her previous high was 15 points against Manhattan Christian. She was 4 of 8 from 3 Wednesday, hit 3 free throws, ending up with 50% from the floor. So, that was a great night for Kennedy, having another one here tonight. She's at 13. Here we go. It'll come in play for Mount Mercy. They'll go to the right side, Deja Antone, and the Rams are going to reach in and commit a foul. For Benedictson, it'll only be team foul 4. The whistle's going to be on Nicholson. That is her second foul. So BC had a foul to give, if you will. And Mount Mercy will be putting it in play again. They'll bring it over to the right side. Lob it out on top, Antone. Back over to the right side, Strukin. She'll put up an off-balance 3 that is very short. She claims that it was blocked or touched. It was not. And the Rams are going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. Putting it in front of the band, it'll be Twyla Carrasquillo. 8.7 to go in the game. Nicholson takes the inbound. Handles it in the backcourt. Races up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Goes all the way to the left wing. Elbow comes back out on top. And finally, she's going to be caught. They're not going to get her fouled. And the clock runs out. Lady Ravens win it. The final score here in the Nolan this afternoon. Benedictson 68, Mount Mercy 62, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, the guys' team is coming out of the court. We're getting ready for game 2 here this afternoon. And as they're doing that, let me recap game 1. A thrilling come-from-behind victory for the Lady Ravens this afternoon, winning it 68-62. Scoring for the Mustangs today, it was Sammy Mia. We expected her. She delivered 22 points today for Mia. Also double-figure scoring for Madison Dreckman with 13. It falls pretty dramatically to Annika Headington. She had 8 fouling out late in the ballgame. 5 this afternoon for Deja Antone and Marissa Brantley. It was a 3-point afternoon for Sadie Stukin. And then 2 apiece for Woff, Bonna Mason, and Krogman. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, Aaliyah Raines, as she's done so many times this season, leads the team in scoring. She had 14 this afternoon. Right behind her, Kennedy Nicholson. Back-to-back huge games this week. Kennedy, 13 today. And also in double figures, it was 10 for Grace Dixon, who was absolutely wonderful coming off the bench. Kyra Misuraka had 9. Michaela Bauman, 8. A half a dozen for Allie Kramer today. 3 each for Riley Wade and Jennifer Jacobs. Twyla Carrasquillo with 2. And Benedictine put 9 players in the scoring column. And not only did they come from behind, but a tremendous 23-point fourth quarter for the Benedictine women. Thank you. 23-point fourth quarter for the Benedictine women as they secure the W. BC is now 8-16, moving to 5-13 in conference play. Joseph, we're going to take a bit of a breather. I'll get a little paperwork put together. We're going to have our second game coming up before long. It is the men's turn. The Ravens and Mount Mercy get a final score in the opener. Lady Ravens 68, Mount Mercy 62. We're kicking it back to Joseph. We'll be back here in the Nolan very shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.